Welcome back to Around SA for this Friday afternoon. Hopefully the day's treating you well. Chris Guscott here with you. Now, earlier on in the program, we were talking about, and the Advertiser had released an article talking about petrol drive-offs and how majority of them aren't able to be followed up due to probably a lack of resources within the police. Kind enough to join me on short notice too, I might add as well, the member for Flinders and the shadow police minister in Sam Telford. Good afternoon to you, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good to talk.
So how does this story sit with you?
It's disturbing, isn't it? And it really is probably indicative of the conversations that I've been having with, you know, officers all around the state that are worried about the level of resourcing and capacity currently within the force. You know, the officers that are doing the good work all the way around our state, and, you know, especially within our regional areas, are really up against it with the workload that's expected. And this is why I've been continuing to call for additional resources and additional strategy to actually look at making sure we're filling vacancies that have continued to develop. We know that there's, you know, for every recruit that is coming into the police force at the moment, there's two that are retiring at the other end or leaving because of burnout. And, you know, when you hear stats like this, that, you know, crimes which the expectation of the community would be that they'd be followed up and followed up appropriately aren't being, well, I think that really does highlight why some of these officers are just having enough and leaving. Without appropriate numbers of new officers coming in, we're going to see that the number of vacancies, which currently sits over 200 around the state, that number is only going to rise.
How does that get fixed then? Because I know that throwing money at it may not necessarily cure that problem. If you're in, obviously, in the shadow position of police minister, how would you go about tackling that problem?
What we've been calling for in the opposition is a little bit more strategy and thought put into recruitment, because at the moment we're actually up against some of our states across our borders, you know, the likes of Queensland and the like, that have put significant incentives in to recruit from interstate and overseas, you know, up to $20,000 to try and get officers to relocate to Queensland. You know, that's also going to end up being a detriment to our police force, because our people are going to look across the border and think, well, maybe, you know, the opportunity might be there for us to move, because we're worried about, you know, the levels of resourcing that we've got here in South Australia. So we really need to have more strategy and be open, and be open to looking at doing policing differently, because I know that in conversations, as I said, with officers both in regional and metropolitan South Australia, that they're getting to a point where they've just about had enough. So that strategy and that incentive, it's not just throwing money around willy-nilly, but doing it in a strategic way.
Well, I'm very interested to see if this does get followed up, considering the amount of publicity it's going to get now. And I appreciate you taking the time on short notice, like I've mentioned, to talk to me about it too. Shadow Police Minister and Member for Flinders in Sam Telford. Thanks again for joining me, Sam.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
You're listening to Around.
Always a pleasure.